K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, who's this?
This is Devin from Centerville.
Hi, Devin from Centerville.
Hello, Devin.
How you doing?
How are you guys?
We're good. What's new?
Well, you know, I guess I'm okay. You know, I'm calling because I went out with this girl named Kim here. Yeah, we actually got set up by a friend at the Rusty Bucket there and, you know, hit it off really, really well and exchanged numbers from there. Ended up talking for a week and, you know, set up a, you know, date, dinner, movie, and all that kind of fun stuff. You know, so we went ahead and went out to the Harrigan's there and had a great time. You know, we were watching sports, we're eating. As far as I could tell, everything was kind of going along swimmingly there. And then when we go to leave, you know, it had snowed a little bit that day. And I ended up having, you know, this is the only thing I can think that the date went maybe south is I did have a little bit of a fender bender, but it was, you know, no big deal. I got a little tiny dent on my car and, you know, exchanged information and left. But then she got, you know, really, really quiet on the way to the movie and asked me to drop her off at home. And I'm just kind of confused as to what exactly happened. And now she won't respond to my phone call.
Huh. Was it a big accident or a little one?
No, it was just a little fender bender. I mean, I just kind of bumped into a car and, you know, exchanged information. I mean, we were there, stopped for 4 minutes. I mean, it was no big deal. She didn't even have to get out of the car. So, I don't know. That's the only thing I can see that went down, but I, you know, I just don't know. I can't imagine that was the whole thing that ruined it.
Well, let's investigate, Fry.
We can do that. What's your lady's name?
Her name's Kim.
Kim? All right. Well, what we'll do is we're going to put you on hold for a second. We're going to grab Kim's phone number from you. We will call Kim and see if we can find out what happened. If she picks up, we'll have her on the air in about 8-10 minutes for you.
Great.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
So, Devin, what do you do for a living?
I'm in construction.
Ah, slow time of year for you, isn't it? It's rough.
I know. It's cold.
Hey, hold on a sec. Hold on. We got the phone ringing.
Oh, okay.
Hello.
Good morning. Is this Kim?
Yep, this is.
Hey, it's Nancy and Fry Guy from K99.1 FM. How you doing?
Hi, Kim.
Hi, I'm good. How are you guys?
Good, good. We didn't wake you up, did we?
No, I've been up for a little while.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, we have a question for you.
Okay.
Well, here's the deal, Kim. We got to speak with somebody you may know of. His name is Devin.
Okay.
Well, Devin said you guys went to the Rusty Bucket, hung out there, and then stopped over to Harrigan's, watching a little bit of the games over there, and he said he can't get you to return any of his phone calls.
Yeah, that is all true.
What's going on?
Yeah, what happened? He said he didn't understand.
Well, I mean, okay. I mean, we were set up, and we met at the Rusty Bucket. We, you know, at first, honestly, we had a lot in common, and, like, we both loved to ski. We both go up to, you know, Mad River Mountain, and it was good. It was great. And, I don't know, we talked a little bit for, like, a week, and then what happened? We met for dinner over at Harrigan's, and that was fun, you know? We had, like, good conversation and everything, and everything was fine until we were leaving. It was that night, remember when it snowed a bunch in the area and all the roads were super bad?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so he was, like, in this hurry to leave right away to get to the movie. I kept telling him that we needed to let clear off the snow and the ice from the window first, and honestly, guys, you couldn't see anything. He was in such a rush. And okay, so we're driving, you know, I think we were on Stroop, and he hits a parked car, like, within a block.
Uh-oh.
A block. And yeah, it was just, like, it wasn't a huge accident, but my neck, like, something happened to my neck. I've been to the doctor, and there was, like, some small trauma to it, and my neck still hurts. And I'm mad at, like,
give me a freaking break. Your neck hurts?
Hey,
you're going 10 miles an hour.
Kim, you know who that is, right?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my gosh. What is this?
Kim, are you serious? That's the reason you haven't called me back is because of that accident.
It's Devin.
Yeah. Okay, Devin, it is. This is your fault. It was really irresponsible for you to get into that car without clearing everything up, and I kept telling you. I mean, you're an adult man. You should know better than that.
Oh, my gosh. Accidents happen like you've never been in a fender bender. Give me a freaking break. And we were going 10 miles an hour, and it's my car. It's not even your car. Like, I have to suffer the consequences.
Okay,
for it.
Yeah, but it's my neck. It's not your neck.
Come on.
You know, I'm the one that's got to pay these doctor bills. And
I
have to put a neck brace on just to keep it comfortable. I mean, you're a grown man. You don't need to be driving like that in the middle of the winter.
Yeah, that porthole driving's not good.
That's gonna be a little rough.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I was trying to get to the movie. It was the first time that we had gone out, and I didn't want to miss the previews. It's my favorite part.
The previews.
Well, You know, if that was what was your concern, then I don't think that we are meant to go out again. That's for sure.
Well,
your concern should have been our safety, not getting the preview.
If one little bump is going to be hurting your neck, I don't think I can deal with somebody quite that dainty.
Well, I don't think I can deal with somebody quite this reckless, so I guess this is not a good match.
Obviously.
That kind of sums it
up.
Wow. Yeah.
That was quick.
Okay. Now you know, Devin, right?
Apparently.
Kim, just make sure you always have a spare
ice
scraper.
A little more screening next time. If someone set me up on a blind date, I'll tell you that. You have to have more in common than being able, than liking to ski.
Okay, well, obviously there's no need to offer you dinner and stuff. Since.
Yeah, because, you know, we could offer you dinner and a limo driver. He'll clean the windows.
Yes.
Well, I will pick that up, just not with Kim.
Oh!
Well, it's got to be with her, man.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Well, thanks for getting that cleared up.
Thanks for calling, guys. Sorry that this is the way it ended.
Well, take care of your neck.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, thank you. If anyone wants to, you know, help out with the doctor bills and be a gentleman, that would be great.
$5 for a bottle of Tylenol would be fine.
All right. Don't call me.
Obviously. Have a horrible day. Thanks a lot.